The Ivorian leader, Alassane Ouattara, took over the leadership of the regional body ECOWAS from Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan at the closing of the 40th session of the Heads of State of ECOWAS. The new chairman pledged to work hard for the regional integration of the West African sub-region.
I believe in integration. I think I've had a bit of experience in integration in the monetary field. And I believe that we will make accelerated progress. I also have a very good president of the commission, Mr. Kadri Ouedraogo. He has been here in Nigeria for 8 years.
Je dois dire que j'ai longtemps suivi.
In a communique issued at the end of the meeting, the ECOWAS leaders reaffirmed their commitment to deepening the regional integration process, particularly in the area of macroeconomic convergence, interconnectivity, agriculture, and food security.
Summit welcomed the adoption of the regulatory and operational framework for an air transport in the region and directed the Commission to fast-track the establishment of the institutional framework for its implementation.
The ECOWAS leaders instructed the Commission to convene an urgent meeting of the Committee of Chiefs of Defense Staff to review all the emerging security threats in the Gulf of Guinea and suggest concrete measures to address them. Kadri Ouedraogo, a diplomat from Burkina Faso, was also appointed the new president of the ECOWAS Commission, in addition to 7 other commissioners.
The most important thing for us now is ensuring that we build strong institutions so that we prevent conflict ever before it happens. And we'll do this by ensuring the ECOWAS protocols are obeyed, particularly with respect to good governance and rule of law.
The newly elected leadership of the regional body ECOWAS will be confronted with challenges like the food crisis in the Sahel and piracy and other security issues in the Gulf of Guinea. ECOWAS was founded in 1975 primarily as a tool for the economic integration of the West African region. Danjuma Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.